Burden, Tacoma Park, Maryland, May 31st, 1905. Dear Brother Burden, our general meetings closed last night. We have had excellent meetings, but I cannot give you a full report, for I have gone to those meetings only at which I have spoken. I came to the conference with fear and trembling, but determined to do my best. I have spoken 10 times and have done considerable writing. Night after night I have been up writing as early as 2 o'clock, and yet I am doing well health-wise. On the whole, we have had beautiful weather. At the first of the meetings there was a heavy thunderstorm, but since then the days have been pleasant. Last night there was a little shower, which is a great blessing, for the dust has been settled. For the rest of the week, committee meetings will continue, and the first of next week, we shall start home. On our way, we shall stop to see the place that means so much to me. During the meeting, I did not dare to make any call for money. But last Sunday afternoon, when I had finished speaking, the thought came to me that perhaps the people standing on the outside of the tent might give something for the colored work, so I made a call. A contribution was taken up, and in a very few minutes, word came that $128 had been given. The subduing influence of the Spirit of God rested upon the people, and a good impression was made by the meeting. As I walked from the tent to my room, many stopped me, and with tears of rejoicing shook my hand. The conference has called forth very weighty testimonies, and I am pleased with the appreciation shown to these testimonies. We hope to see you soon now, but in regard to the purchase of Loma Linda, I will say, go ahead. I hope to be able to help by giving the proceeds from a certain number of copies of Ministry of Healing. I can do no more, except to borrow. I wish the place purchased. Do not neglect to tell me all I ought to know. I have been looking over your descriptive letter, and I am well satisfied that the place is one we ought to have. It is cheap at $40,000. We will not leave you, but will stand back of you and help you to raise the means. In regard to the right man to manage the institution, I am confident that we shall find someone when the right time comes. As soon as we can be released from here, we shall return to California. I will let you know when we shall leave here, as soon as I can find out.